Now we are the sons of God. This is a revelation that is here to stay. It's an eternal revelation. This is the knowledge that will remain with us from eternity to eternity. That knowledge that we are sons of God. And the Son of God possesses everything that the Father has. He's here to God's kingdom. He manifests the glory of God. He manifests the power of God. No matter what circumstances around us might, seem to want to indicate or seem to say, we should always remain focused on this revelation truth. I'm saying this because along the line we see brethren, faithful brethren, who might have one or two challenges. If it is not them, it's probably family members, friends, that are having, some challenging situations. Now, instead of being in despair, we must stir up ourselves to stay focused on the author and the finisher of our faith. We must stay focused and try to re-examine the words of Jesus. Let us not for one moment think that This gospel that we've heard is not working. Let us not be deceived by those voices that tell us it is not working. But rather let us stir up ourselves and stay focused. You know, Jesus Christ also had to stay focused. Jesus Christ had to, you know, stay focused on that goal that was set before him. That great joy that was set before him. Not minding the many contradictions that he had to, you know, contend with. Contradictions from men. Contradictions that were already implanted in him as a man. You know, he grew up there in the system. He grew up as a man like you and I. He was very normal like you and I. He had every human aspect like you and I. And by virtue of his birth into this world, Jesus Christ also, you know, partook of the beliefs of men to some extent. See, but notwithstanding these contradictions, because the beliefs of men, or rather the wisdom of this age, the wisdom that rules this world, says everything contrary to what God is and what God's kingdom is. The wisdom of this world seeks to limit you to being a mortal. It seeks to limit you to being just a man, the son of man, just a man. See, so these are the contradictions that we have to contend against. This belief that we are mortal, this belief that, you know, we have a flesh body, that, you know, we have to kind of, how do I put it, struggle for survival upon the earth, and all these things that have been implanted in our minds by men, that we have to prove a point. So that we have to do something to gain the favor of God. All these beliefs and contradictions are the many voices of men that seek to distract us along the way. But we should never be discouraged. I'm going to start off by reading something in Matthew. It's a story about Peter, something that happened to Peter along the line. Behind this message is divine truth. These things are divinely ordered for our edification in the faith. So I go quickly to Matthew chapter 14. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straight away, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Jesus answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind, Boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. So we see a story here of Peter. Peter actually walked on that water. For a moment, for a brief moment, he walked upon the water as he had his mind focused on Jesus. Peter came out of the boat and walked for a moment upon that water. Now we must recognize there's a secret here, and that is, it is only I that can walk upon the waters. I, in this sense, is Christ, the Son of God. That's why when the disciples saw Jesus coming towards them, walking upon the sea, upon the water, they were afraid. You know, they cried out for fear. Jesus Christ told them, be not afraid, it is I. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is I. Because let us remind ourselves of this I before I go on. It is I. Be not afraid. It is I that walks upon the waters. I. I is that same identity that Jesus Christ has come to reveal to you and I today. I is the only living creature of God. I is the one that spans eternity. I is the one that has been before everything created came into existence. I is the same I that Jesus referred to when he says, before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I is God, because I and the Father are one. Hallelujah. The only way to the Father, the only way to God, to retaining that all power and all glory, is through the I, is the recognition of I. This is the I that Christ has come to reveal to you and I today. Praise God. This is the divine I, a spiritual I, an eternal I. It's not a man. You see, the disciples worshipped him and said, surely you are a Son of God. At that moment, they recognized that this was not just a man. This was not a man that was born in a manger. This was not a man born of, you know, of flesh and blood. They recognized at that point that they were beholding the invisible God before their very eyes. And they worshipped him. They bowed down and they worshipped him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that God will illuminate the eyes of our understanding to get this revelation. It is I, be not afraid. Now, this is the I that the gospel has revealed to you and I today. This is the I that the gospel is revealing to the people who inhabit the abyss today. Men who live in fear, who live in darkness. Men who live in tribulation. They need a revelation of the I to enter back into that realm of, you know, infinite impossibilities where all things are possible. Hallelujah. For a moment, Peter took up the identity of I when he entered, when he stood upon the waters. as he walked towards Jesus, what happened is that Peter took up the identity of the eye. For a moment, he lay aside his humanity. For a moment, he laid aside all that attachment or belief that he had of being a mortal. For a moment, Peter realized that that eye was his life. And through the eye, he walked upon the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as he walked upon the waters towards Jesus, the waves began to blow. Violent waves. Praise God. And Peter's adventure was cut short at that moment. Have you wondered for one moment that if Peter had walked up to Jesus, if Peter had walked up to another boat in the sea, do you know that the inhabitants or the people in the boat would have bowed down and worshipped Peter, saying, "Truly thou art Son of God, Peter"? If Peter had walked on that sea and returned back to the boat where those disciples were, they would have worshipped him and said, "Peter, you are not a man, you are a son of God." Oh, praise God. Our eyes must be fixed on the truth. Our eyes must be fixed on the Lord Jesus, on the Christ, recognizing the Christ as our life. No matter our situation, we must be able to stand still and see the end. Praise God. If you see the end, you are seeing Christ. You are seeing yourself in that one eye, which is Christ. Oh, hallelujah. If you can see the end, you are seeing yourself appearing in the glory of the Son of God. Because you are the Son of God. You are the Son of God. This is what the gospel is trying to unveil before your very eyes. You are the Son of God. You are of the same substance that he is. For the way he is the way you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must learn to see with the eyes of the Spirit, no matter the situations that surround us. We must be able to pierce through the darkness of this age to see the truth and to walk in relation to that truth. Praise God. We must stay focused on the truth, on the eye which is in us and God's kingdom. Because in reality, the eye is not of this world. So for a moment, Peter took up the identity of the Son of God. Hallelujah. It was not Peter walking upon that sea, but it was the eye. But as he walked upon the seas, the winds began to blow. The winds began to blow. Now, what are these winds? These winds, what are they? As they began to blow, Peter lost the consciousness of the eye. For a moment, he lost the consciousness of the Son of God that he is. Oh, praise God. See, the voices are contradictory voices. Voices that stir up the deep. Voices that, you know, cause the seas to rock. These are the many, 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 many doctrines and beliefs that rule this dark age, this outer world that we live in. These are the beliefs that try to attach you to that mortal body that you live in. These are the beliefs that try to attach you to this world. These are the beliefs that deny the knowledge of Christ. They deny the knowledge of the I. These voices are everywhere in all spheres. You have them in the families, you have them in the societies, you have them in the churches, you have them in all spheres of religion. These are the voices, different contradictory voices. See, that try to, you know, dissuade you from the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. Paul calls them the winds of doctrines. These are the winds of beliefs. Praise God. That try to rob you of your victory in Christ. Hallelujah. Anything that tries to remove your focus from that light being, from that celestial being, which is the I, which is Christ in you, don't listen to it, it's a lie. Any situation or circumstances that tries to, you know, deter you from the reality of your oneness with God, stay away from it. Anything that tries to deter you from this revelation of the Christ in you and that perfection that is in you, stay away from it. These are just beliefs of men. Praise God. We must learn to stay focused, our eyes focused on the truth. It recognizes that down here upon the earth there will always be those winds of voices. You see, you always notice the waves rocking, and you know, like Jesus Christ says, in the world you have nothing but tribulation. Always remember this, that down here the things can never be complete or perfected. Don't try to perfect anything here, but rather look unto that which is perfect. Look unto that which is eternal. Praise God. You see, we have friends, some people who are down with some kind of problem here and there, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Family members, friends who are down, could be sicknesses and all those kind of things. But only if one could just look unto Jesus. If only one could steer up himself to see the truth. You'll be lifted out of that pit of death, and you'll be made to remain stable and unmovable throughout all eternity. Praise God. The Lord being merciful, he reached out to Peter immediately. And, you know, lifted up Peter and took Peter back to the boat. Praise God. So, obviously, they must have walked back to the boat together. Jesus Christ says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Don't let situations around you begin to make you doubt. Doubt the I that is in you. You go to the doctor and the doctor tells you something and you begin to doubt the reality of your being a son of God. You go for an interview and you did not get the job and you begin to wonder whether you are actually a son of God. A sister is in her 40s and she's not married and she begins to wonder whether God has left her, whether God has forsaken her. God, why have you done this to me? Look at my other friends around me. They're all married. They all have families and all that. Don't begin to doubt. Rather, look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. Because in him you are perfect. Praise God. Nobody is perfect without that Christ. Nobody is perfect without the revelation of the eye. Things might look beautiful for a moment. See, but the waves will begin to rock in due season. For we know that there shall be continuous shakings in the heavens and the earth, and those things that are not, you know, built upon that eternal rock, which is the eye, will be shaken, will be moved. So don't be carried away with the, you know, with the glories of this world and things that look, the beliefs of men and all that stuff. Don't be carried away, but rather stay focused on the eye, the author and the finisher of our faith, the spiritual celestial man, which is Christ. Praise God. This is the will of God for our lives, that we will remain unshakable, unmovable throughout all eternity, always looking unto the Lord, never doubting. Don't let situations cause you to doubt. Because the moment you begin to doubt, the moment you begin to lose this revelation, your joy begins to leave you. See, you begin to sink down into the pit, and you know, when you go down into that sea, what you see right there in the sea is the deep, is the dark pit, is the realm of the dead. See, that is the realm where those who don't know God inhabit. That is the realm of man, of mortal man. The realm of, you know, of destruction, of hell and destruction. Praise God. See, but the Lord is here to cause us to stand on solid ground so that we do not sink into that pit of destruction. See, entering down into the deep is not our portion, where there is gross darkness. See, along with darkness, gross darkness talks of, you know, spiritual ignorance. And you know, when you have spiritual ignorance, you know, you lose all awareness of God, and you become a pure slave to corruption. And herein lies your tribulation, always wanting and never satisfied. See, herein comes your bitterness, your emotional turmoils, and all the things, hell. That is the realm of hell. You can enter into your rest only as you enter into Christ's consciousness. You enter into rest and peace and joy only as you recognize the revelation of I and walk in that. For I am that door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ stretched his hands to lift Peter up so that Peter can once more stand on solid ground. See, solid ground is actually spirit. Praise God. In reality, it's only spirit that can walk upon the air. Only spirit that can walk upon the waters. See, Jesus Christ was walking in his spiritual identity as the Christ, which he is not a material being. He's not a terrestrial being, but he's a spiritual celestial being. He was walking in the revelation of the inner spiritual body. That is why he walked upon the sea. Praise God. You know the laws of gravity. You see, takes its course naturally. We know that the natural physical man with a physical body, who walks according to the elements of this world, can never walk upon the sea. It's impossible. Because the laws of gravity will pull that man down. Hallelujah. But the eye is above the laws of gravity. See, the eye is not governed by any law. The eye is above all. Praise God. So that is the consciousness that we are being gathered into, and that is the only way we can have peace. See, there's no point trying to go down into the deep and try to amend things there. No, rather, let us look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ stretched forth his hands, and his hand today is being stretched out unto the nations to gather them out from the deep. Those who are sinking, see, those who are in misery, he's here to lift them up so that they can walk on solid ground. Praise God. Now, I'm going to quickly go to Ephesians chapter 4. Let us examine these winds, these contradictory winds that were blowing, that caused Peter to begin to doubt. It's very important that we get this thing straight, because these winds are always there. See, the winds were there in the time of Jesus. They were there in the time of Noah. See, the winds were there 100 years and they will always be there. The winds will always be there. And in likewise manner, the eye is always there. So if the only way we can escape the turbulence, the fear, the horrors of this world is to enter into the consciousness of I, recognize I, continue in I. Praise God. When we recognize the I, it is finished. Hallelujah. Praise God. Recognize the I within us. And we'll move on to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise God. Now we are seeing that hand that has been stretched out to the waters. Jesus Christ stretched his hands to reach out to Peter and lift him up, to cause Peter to walk on solid ground, to walk once more in the spirit, in the consciousness of I. Like we've established, I is the Christ. I is the only living creature. I is the only one. Besides him, there is none other. Praise God. In the resurrection, in the awakening, when men awake from the illusion of their mortal identity, they are all awake back into that one identity, which is Christ. One man, one spiritual man, one spiritual body. There are no two. It's only one man throughout all eternity. One man seeing things the same way, walking the same way. That is the I. See, so the Lord has stretched out his hands. You can see the hands in the form of the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists, the apostles. You see, this is the hand of the Lord stretched out to lift up men out of this realm where people sink into destruction. This is the hand of the Lord coming to perfect the saints and to edify the saints and to build them up into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, building us up into the knowledge of the Son of God is not building us up into the knowledge of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No. Well, I'm speaking here in relation to the earthly identity of Christ or the human identity of Christ. For if we look at Christ, we must learn to recognize Christ the way he is from the foundation of the world. We must look at Christ as that one that transfigured upon the mountain of transfiguration. We must look at Christ as that one that appeared on the island of Patmos. See, we must look at Christ as the resurrected one. See, and we know he's not a man. We are looking at a spiritual man, eternal man that spans eternity. So we are all to be built up in that resurrected Christ, in that celestial Christ, who is the, you can call him the Alpha and the Omega, you can call him the Christ. You can call him the I Am, the Son of God. We are all to be built up in this knowledge. We are to be built up in him. Praise God. This is the whole idea of the faith, to build us up in the knowledge of the Son of God in us. We are to grow into this knowledge of the Son of God, because besides him there is no other. Praise God. So this is the hand stretched out today to edify the church, the ministry of Christ, to edify the body of Christ, and to bring us unto that perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. See, you know what it means to be the fullness of Christ? The fullness of Christ is you've come to the totality. The totality to the end. See, where there is no more element of doubt. There is no more trace of carnality. There is no more trace of the, you know, knowledge of the old man, of the lie. But rather, you walk purely in spirit, purely knowing, walking consciously in this revelation truth. Now, these things that we hear day and night are not things to just, you know, for head knowledge, but rather the things that we are to grow into, to experience. Praise God. To experience this mystery of Christ, to grow into the statue of the, you know, of the fullness of the Son of God, which is Christ. Praise God. Because it's only Christ that can stand unmovable throughout all eternity. See, circumstances in this world cannot take away the joy of Christ. See, Christ is not subject to sorrow. He's not subject to the temptations, the tribulations, the lusts, and all the things that men suffer. No. Men are tempted and are, you know, in tribulation simply because they walk in darkness. Because they walk in relation to the lie, to lies. Because they walk ignorant of the truth, which is Christ. That's why they go about, you are not satisfied, they go about, you know, worrying and worrying in your members and all that. Tribulation, there's no rest. There's no rest for those who live outside the knowledge of this Christ that we preach today. Christ is rest. Christ is assurance. Christ is power. Oh, praise God. So this is the what the Lord was demonstrating as he lifted up Peter. seat. He's lifting us up today in what is termed the resurrection and causing us to stand in the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. It's the outstretched hand of mercy, outstretched hand of love of God towards the body of Christ. Praise God. Now, that we henceforth be no more tossed to and fro by, you know, like children. Tossed to and fro by, you know, every wind of doctrine. And by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness and whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Are you listening? These voices of men, these beliefs of men. See, it's starting off from the carnal mind. It started from the carnal mind. The things that we have been made to believe about ourselves, the things we've been made to believe about the world, about the body, about all these things that we have been taught in this world are simply, you know, the things that deceive us and hide the knowledge of Christ in us. The psalmist says that from the moment a man is born, he goes about speaking lies. Another psalm says that all men are liars. See it? Liars, deceiving and being deceived. It is these voices of men that rob you of your peace and your joy. It is these voices of men that try to tell you are not perfect. It is these voices of men that strip you of your garments of light, that strip you of the knowledge of the Son of God in you. These are the voices of men. See, they tell you that you have to have this or have that to be complete. They deceive you, thinking that you need something in this world as a covering to be complete. See, but all you need is just to know that you are the Son of God and you are already complete in Him. You don't have to have, you know, all the Rolls Royce and all the mansions in the world to feel complete, because all things are already yours. See, this, all things are yours already. You have to start to enjoy your life now and enter into your rest. See, cast aside all these ideas that you have to struggle to get something or to make it this way or to make it that way, because you are already perfect in Him. Praise God. Recognize your perfection in Christ. Don't let these voices cause you to doubt. These winds of doctrines of men, don't let them cause you to doubt. Don't let your doctors cause you to doubt that probably, you know, God has forsaken you. Don't let the medical reports, you know, dampen your spirit. See, but look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. Because you are unmovable, you are one with the Father throughout all eternity, and He can never leave you nor forsake you. Awake to this reality and don't let these voices dampen your spirit. See, lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on truth. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, I have come as a witness to testify of truth. While speaking to Pilate, he came to testify of the truth. He didn't come to make truth. He didn't come to make a new thing. Rather, he came to reveal the truth, that which is already the truth. Praise God. So if you are on your bed with a cancer, see, and the doctor has come to put a date on you, saying that probably you will not survive this and survive that, you rather listen to the voice of the Spirit, rather begin to look in the inward man and recognize that within you is the Son of God. Meditate on this day and night and walk as the Son of God. Walk in eternity by faith, and you will discover that within you, you are already perfect and healed. Nothing can be destroyed in you. Sickness cannot touch your body. Poverty is never your portion, because all things are yours. You must begin to walk in the Spirit and recognize the spiritual man, which is Christ. Praise God. Recognize the Son of God in you. Don't let these voices deceive you, because there are so many, many circumstances around that try to deceive you. You shut them off with the truth. Get it behind me, Satan. Praise God. When you listen to those voices, you are tossed to and fro. The rocky seas, no rest. See, when you go here for this treatment, the doctor tells you this one, you go to the other place, the doctor tells you another one, you go the forward, the doctor tells you this, you go the other one, the doctor tells you that. See, when you come home, you see another thing happening in your family, and all these things around, circumstances come to try to rock your faith. They try to rock your boat. See it? But patiently, we must loosen ourselves from all these entanglements, these words, these beliefs, these doctrines of men, these deceitful, doctrines that sometimes might look, really nice, sometimes might look wise, and lay a hold on the raw truth, lay a hold on the revelation truth, and walk in it by faith daily. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus Christ picked up Peter and entered the boat with Peter, and the Bible says that immediately there was a great calm. Calm returned to the sea. Now, why is it so? Praise God. Hallelujah. If you quickly turn to the book of Psalms 89, verse 8, it says, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong God like unto thee, unto thy faithfulness around thee? Thou rulest the raging sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Let's stop there. Hallelujah. That power to calm the raging sea rests only in God. Praise God. And this is the privilege we have when we allow Christ ruling us. When we submit all to Christ and walk strictly by the Spirit. Walking strictly by the Spirit everything comes and the waves become still, and we begin to realize that peace, that joy, that gladness that surpasses all knowledge. There's no other way man can know peace and stillness, eternal peace and stillness, except through this mystery of the revelation of Christ. We must enter into Him. Hallelujah. Enter into Him by faith. Recognize Him by faith. Recognize that that is our life, and besides that life, there is no other one. Walking in the Spirit, recognizing the Spirit, recognizing the God's invisible kingdom and presence, unchangeable kingdom, that cannot be moved. Heaven and earth will pass away, but we have an inheritance. We have a kingdom. We have a world, a dimension that never passes away. We have a life that is eternal. We have a family that is eternal. We have a marriage that is eternal. We have riches and everything that we ever need that is eternal. Let us enter into this knowledge by faith. Daily. Hallelujah. This is what will bring your healing. This is what will bring your peace. Nothing, no other way. God bless you.